And you may be seated. Now, I want to go on, and I'm just sharing you from this book, what is it called? The Art of Ministry. All right, it's an art. Amen. Now, the next thing, and all these things apply even at your workplace. If you are a lay person, you work for Pharaoh, you whilst you are working for him, you can apply all these rules and it will greatly help you. Now, the next thing is how your value is determined. Now, let's go to Ecclesiastes 9:11 again. How your value is determined. Okay? Isaiah 6 verse 8 says, here am I, send me. Now, back to Ecclesiastes 9:11. It says, and I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Amen. So in other words, something has affected the speed. But really, every race should be given to the swift. So speed, battle to the strong, bread to the wise, riches to men of understanding, not yet favor to men of skill, time and chance happens to them all. Now, this particular topic that I'm sharing with you, you're going to find that basically most of the things in Ecclesiastes 9:11 are the things that increase your value. Now, you see, when I say your value, let's say you are a pastor, you are a man of God, you have a great ministry. There are things that are going to increase your value as a minister, even to God. Like God values you greatly. Then if you work in the church or you work for somebody or under somebody, there are things that can make your value greater to the person. The person will never like to be without you. You are very valuable to the person. And then also, if you work for Pharaoh at your workplace, you are going to find out that there are things that make you very valuable. And there are things that reduce your value. And I tell you, at a point, it's not by education. Yeah. You know, the other day, my daughter was asking me, how can you prosper in life? She was asking. Because she said, realize that when she finishes school and she's working, it cannot necessarily lead to prosperity. And I thought that that's a good question. Because going to school and finishing school will not necessarily lead you to prosper. A lot of people have finished school and are not prospering. Yeah. So what are the things that increase your value? And so I'm just sharing a few things all from this book. And why am I preaching from the book? Because of what Philip said to the eunuch. Understandest thou what thou readest? And Philip preached to him from the same... It's like he was reading, he preached to him about what he was reading. So I'm preaching to you about what you may read. Hopefully after the conference you will read, you make sure. It's one of the books in the Macarius. And Formula for Humility, I was also reading from that yesterday. All right. Now, the first thing that increases your value is when you can be sent somewhere. Amen. Many people are not sendable. Amen. Can God send us? Go ye into all the world. Your value greatly increases to God when He can send you. Go ye, go ye, go ye. Go somewhere. Preach somewhere. Go somewhere. Preach somewhere. Huh? Yeah. Look at us. Most of us cannot go anywhere. Will not go anywhere. You know, I learned this one time. I sent somebody to go to a certain institution to go and give some assistance to them on my behalf. After some time, I realized that the person was more sympathetic to the people I sent to than the person was more on their side than on my side. I said, ah. Then when they had a problem, there was some misunderstanding. The person seemed to understand those people more than she understands me. And I realized at a point that, then at a point, the person went and made a pledge. That I'm pledging this amount. And I was discussing with them, but I never pledged, but the person made my pledge. So the people came to see me that you have promised this. I said, I have not promised this. And I realized that this woman had promised on my behalf. And at a point, there were so many issues with the sending that I realized that, no, let me change this person. Because I'm sending the wrong person. You can't send the person. The person will remain faithful to you. Don't you think of people that I can send. I can send. I can send to South Africa. I can send somebody to Ethiopia. I can send somebody to Malawi. Emmanuel, stand up. I sent him to Malawi with his wife. Stand up, Linda. From Ghana. They used to work in my office. I sent them to Malawi. They started one church in the capital. And then they've moved to another city now. They are planting another church. Yes. It's sendable. Sendable. Does Bishop Musa have people that he can send to Malawi? Huh? Did you say yes? So we are waiting to see. That I will be rejoicing. I'll be rejoicing. When he can send you, go to Malawi and live there. People are very poor. Look, Bishop Musa told me one day he went to a certain country. I don't know if it's Malawi or another country. And when he went, the pastor came to see him off at the airport wearing pyjamas. Like, that's the clothes that he had. He was wearing pyjamas. Do you know pyjamas? Oh, I'm using the wrong word. Pyjamas for sleeping. Yes. That was the suit that he had. Yes. Yeah. Can you imagine it? Mozambique. Wow. Can you be sent? Will you go? Meek, as I'm even preaching this, I realize that for God to be able to send a man and say, go, go here, go here, go here, go here, it is the value of the person is very high. We are about to have a crusade in Madagascar. I'm sending some people. I said, just go to Madagascar, organize a crusade. And I don't have to step there. Madagascar is tall like this. It has up, down, far distances. Yeah, I don't have to go. I have people I can send. They are very valuable to me because I can send them. Get a place. When I come for the crusade, I'll stay there. Organize, talk to the pastors. Do you have somebody you can be sent? Or are you sendable? Are you sendable? We need more sendable South Africans. Stand up. Where have I sent you to? Stand up, stand, 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 stand. You are where? Port Elizabeth. Mention your names. Fred, what's your other name? Your South African name, huh? Obu what? Obusite. And
Bloemfontein, Emmanuel Temba.
Temba. Emmanuel Temba, sent him to Bloemfontein. And?
Witbank, Kulula Benjamin.
Kulula. Where? Witbank. Yeah, sendable. Sendable. Sendable South Africa. Immediately your value is what? Greater. Yes. One time I sent somebody to a certain country. And after some time I realized I had sent the wrong person. So I said, come back. Then I resent another more sendable person. And I got a different result. Yes. What makes you sendable is what makes you valuable. Wow. One of the key things is your loyalty and your obedience to the instructions you are given. When you go, do this. You can organize a crusade for $200,000, and you can organize the same crusade for $20,000, and you can organize the same crusade for $2,000. Yes, if you don't know, I'm telling you. You have somebody who goes, he's a great waster, waste all your money. You get somebody who go and offend everybody. By the time you get there, everybody hates you. So your value becomes... So the value of the church has gone down because the church is now having seating capacity, not sending capacity. We are into seating capacity, not sending capacity. How many seats do you have? So... Oh, we have 4,000 seats. We have 3,000 seats. We have 2,000 seats. How many can you send? Zero. Most big churches can send zero. I went to a very big church in America, and I was asked to come and speak at a missions conference. And the pastor said to me after, I felt so embarrassed when you were speaking about missions. And I said, why? He said, because we don't have even one mission. We have missions that are like summer holidays. You go and paint a church and you come back. That's a mission. But like some a mission, he said, he called, that was the first time I had heard that term, long-term missions. I didn't know there was long-term and short-term. I thought a mission is a mission. But he said, long-term mission. We said, we don't have even one. We have millionaires in the church. He showed me millionaires. We have this, we have that, we have money, stained glass windows, many things, but we don't have any, even one person to send. Assess your church by your sending capacity. And assess yourself, dear pastor, whether God can send you. Can God send you to go and do a crusade? Can you be sent? Go ye into all the world, and you stayed in South Africa. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost. That's why I formed the Healing Jesus Board. It's one of the ways to open the doors for relationships so that people relate and you see yourself going to different places. Yes, it's a great blessing. Can you be sent? Can I send you? Or it's going to become one big disaster? Go somewhere. Preach somewhere. Your value and our value is great when we can be sent. God says, I'm going to send my servant to do this. He will do it. I know him. He will say it to his own life's cost. He will say it. He will do what I say. Yeah. He will not change and become sympathetic to the people. That is why we are all preaching prosperity and success. Because we have become sympathetic to the people we've been sent to. When you see the people and you see the needs, when you see the people, you see the financial needs that people have, and you see the difficulties. The difficulties in three areas: family, work, marriage. Oh, you become so sympathetic to them that you are only concerned about them. What their concerns are. So all your messages change into business, prosperity, marriage, family, because those are the problems of the people you've been sent to. So you now become more sympathetic to them. And instead of being more sympathetic to what God's message is, you are now more interested in that. Even when you come to God, you say, God, you don't understand what's going on the ground there. God, you see, people don't need crosses now. They need practical business. They need entrepreneurship. They need computer schools. They need, boreholes for water. They need electricity. These are practical things. God, you see, what you are talking about, can you see the cross up there? You see, God, what you are talking about, this is not what we need. You see, if you were practically in Soweto, you would understand our people have a lot of problems. So God, you see, this was sent to the world and all that. This is, look, we are in financial crisis. One rand is $1 is 18. 18 ran. The lady I sent to that institution, she was rather now like they have sent her to me. She's not like the representative of that and the spokeswoman of those people. She understands them better. That's what happens in the church. We are pastors, but like, we understand the people more than we understand God. We are on the ground practically, and the thing is, the big issue is now marriages. The big issue is now businesses are not working. People need jobs. On the ground, you see that people need jobs. They need rehabilitation centers. The gospel is not realistic unless you apply these practical things, dear God. Wow. Is it true or is it not true? Is this not what has happened? This is what has happened. As God sent us out, this is what has happened. One of the main things is you become sympathetic to the people you've been sent to, rather than faithful to the message or whatever mission. That is why ambassadors were not allowed to be, they were not allowed to be where they are, and they have to come back every 2 years, even now. Always in touch and come back. Otherwise, you become a sympathizer to the people you've been sent to. You are no more representing God. So many pastors are no more representing God. They are representing the needs of mankind. They now represent the needs of mankind. Listen to our preaching. That's why money preaching is really understood. Because look, it is what we need. There is nobody here who cannot say he needs money. Nobody, there is nobody, including myself, who doesn't need money. All of us need. If I give you money now, you will say thank you. You will say thank you, sir. We may look okay, but we all need money. We will all be happy to receive the smallest amount. You say thank you. There's something you can do with it. But in spite of that, the message is the same. The gospel is the same. God so loved the world. It's like a breath of fresh air that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Preach somewhere. Go somewhere. Can you be sent? Can you be sent? Are you sure? Can I send you to West Africa? You know, recently I took some of my South African children. I took them to Liberia. I'm going to show you a film on Liberia in a moment. I took them, some of them, to Liberia and other places. They said to me, you know, Bishop, you've been explaining to us that no electricity, we didn't understand it. When we are now understanding what you mean by there's no electricity. He said, you've been telling us that Ghana is like America in West Africa. We now understand it. Yeah. Look, I was in Guinea. Huh? And we called for a pastor's conference after having a big crusade. I can show you the crusade in Guinea. All the towns. After we had a big crusade, pastor's conference. 4 benches, 3 people sitting there. There's no pastor in the town. There's no one. Because the church doesn't send anymore. You are the giant of South Africa. You make missiles. You have South African Airways, the best airline in Africa. And what else do you have? ShopRite, Mr. Price, and what? The stars of South Africa, isn't it? The big international business. These are everywhere now. ShopRite is everywhere. DSTV. You dominated Africa with your different business, MTN, and all these things. They are all everywhere. But the church? The church? Zero. You go to, you know, never criticize a Nigerian or a Nigerian church. If you are a Christian, you shut your big mouth. Yeah. I was in Guinea-Bissau, at the furthermost town just before the border. There was no church there. Pastors' conference again, benches. There were about 10 people there. One of the pastors who had a big Bible, very big Bible, who was underlining, listening, very ardent and very sincere. So I whispered, I said, who is the pastor? Because it was so odd. There were about 10 people there. There was nobody in the church. Nobody, no pastors. 10 people, and he was there. And he said, oh, this is the Winners Chapel pastor. Winners Chapel. Winners Chapel. At the corner of Guinea-Bissau. At the corner of Guinea-Bissau. Do you remember the guy?
I was there. Yes. He was there writing notes, speaking Portuguese. And he was the one asking questions. And before you came, he had already been there helping to arrange the chairs, the few benches we had there. And he was all around the place. And he knew the people who to contact for what. He was the main person in the city, almost like a mayor of the city.
So, Nigeria is sending missionaries to Guinea-Bissau. Their value goes up. South Africa is sending missionaries to where? To nowhere. To nowhere. But that story is changing. That story is changing. That story changes from today. Go somewhere. Preach somewhere.
Somewhere, I said, go somewhere, preach somewhere, go somewhere, preach somewhere. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. Yeah. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. Yeah. And I will love him. I will love him and manifest myself to him. Yeah. Can you love God? Somewhere, I said, go somewhere, preach somewhere, go somewhere, preach somewhere, go somewhere, preach somewhere, beloved. Let us love one another. Oh yeah. For love is of God, and he that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he that loveth not, he that loveth not God, knoweth not God, for God is love. God is love. Go ye preaching. Yeah. Will you love God? Oh, when want to give myself because he gave himself for me. Hey, this is how I show love. Going somewhere and preaching somewhere. So much, so he gave his life for you. Are you gonna love him just as much as he loves you? Hey, will you love him? Will you love him? Hey, will you love him? Will you love him? I said, go somewhere, preach somewhere, go somewhere, preach somewhere. Somewhere,
hallelujah. Right. Now, we're going to take a break in just a couple of minutes. I'm talking about how to increase your value. Amen. And your value is increased when you can go somewhere and preach somewhere. What do you think? Some of you can only preach to Tosses. You can only preach to Zulus. That you must be able to preach many places. Amen. Quickly, before we take our break, your value increases when you can bring projects to a close. Many things are not ending, they must end. Hey, You see, the project has been going on for too long. Sometimes you are trying to go on television for too long. It's taking too long. I'm trying to do this, but there are people that can end projects. Those people are very valuable people. They can bring things to an end. Receive that ability in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher. So it's not just about starting things, but finishing things. There are people that are finishers. And I know some people, sometimes when something is not ending, I'll bring in a finisher. And I say, finish this project. There are so many projects I've had that I've had to bring in a finisher. I say, come into this. And when you are a finisher, your value is very great. Yes. The idea to have Iron Sharpness Iron Conference in South Africa has been around for some time. But you need a finisher to bring the project to an end and actually secure it, that it has happened. Because a lot of things come on before it actually happens. Receive a finisher in your life and in your ministry. May God send somebody who is a finisher into your life. How come you are a finisher for the bank and a finisher for MTN and a finisher for South African Airways when your pastor needs a finisher? Sometimes there are people that can negotiate and bring this thing to a conclusion. Recently I had a project with some land and whatever, and I said, no, it's taking too long. The people who are doing it cannot finish it. So because you see, you can have a nice BMW, but you don't have one tire, it still cannot use it. It's nice, but there's something that needs to finish. Look at your life and your ministry. So many things hanging halfway, almost done, always on it. It's not finishing. Receive ability to finish now. Whatever unfinished project there is in your life, God is anointing you to finish it. Yes. The finisher finishes things. And when you have people who are finishing, you're able to bring things to an end. Sometimes conflict, issues, meetings, things. I say, no, finish. This is the end of this. From here to today, this and that. Bye-bye, finish. Stop it. End now. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's over. Bye-bye. It's over. There are many things this church, where we are being hosted, needs. There are many things. And we need people with finishing ability. Who's a bishop? Hold on. You leave it to me. By tomorrow evening, tomorrow night. Amen. It's over by tomorrow night. Amen. There will be no more meeting on this thing again. Amen. I told you yesterday, a meeting that is going 3 minutes is green. 4 minutes is turned to orange. 5 minutes is become red. Yes. It's too long. Too long. There's danger. Trying to start churches. Trying to get a building. Trying to get land. Trying to go on the radio. Trying to make TV program. Trying to make tapes. Trying to make CDs. Trying to design something. Trying to go out. It's too long. Too long. How long will you live? And it will be over. So people who can end things, they are great people. Receive finishes in your life. And such people, you see, people may not even like them. Yes. Because what it takes is some hardness. One day I had a finisher, and then I had a meeting. And I said, the finisher was with other non-finishers in a group, in a committee. And I decided to do an election to see who the people would choose as the chief. And they voted for everybody except the finisher. And I look and I marvel. And I said, for me, I would choose the finisher because he would bring everything to a conclusion. But they didn't choose. So that's why I say that allow people to choose who they want to work with. Because you don't know their value. And somebody's value is very great. Because if I put this person on this, the idea that I have will happen. When I wanted to have crusades, it was an idea. I just had a church. And I said, you know, I want to have crusades. And I thought about it. I said, I want to start the crusade. I need a hall to have a crusade. And I said, almost all the places I'm going, there is no hall. So I said, let's have a tent. And I said, tent, there's nothing like tent in West Africa. It's a common thing, but there's nothing like that in West Africa. So I said, I want a tent. So I called the finisher. I said, get a tent. Whatever it is, find a tent in the world. And let us have a tent here, although there's nothing. And he went, he got a tent, flew a white man from wherever, came to show us how to fix a tent, organize it physically and practically, get a trap, everything, and it's done. And suddenly, I was having crusades. Yes. You see, many things are not accomplished. It will just be a dream in your head. But you need a finisher and somebody who can bring an idea that you've had, it will end. And it will no more be a meeting. It's very valuable. So you have to be careful with people that people have chosen. And you because you have never been in that person's shoes before. So you don't know why that person is important. And have a proper respect for it. And when you respect it, God will start to reveal to you finishes that will be in your life. And pastors, look, I'll tell you, you see, when you don't have helpers, your ministry is small. Your ministry is as large as the number of helpers you have. Let's take a hall with pillars. It's as large as the number of pillars. The further you go, you can't have this. This is the trust from here to here. You can't have this trust too big. The biggest trusses in the world are in hangars, airport hangars for planes. And it costs billions to have a truss that is going very far. So many pastors don't know when they are designing their church building. They build a church too wide. When you build a church that is wide, you never finish it. Because the wideness of the church determines the huge truss. This thing you see up there, when it's on the ground, you see that it's like this high. And when it goes further, it's like this, from the top to the bottom, like this, going. Only airports can do that. Are you building an airport or a church? I said, are you building an airport or a church? Yeah. That's why pastors, a lot of pastors don't finish their projects because you don't have a practical design. Receive practical wisdom today in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift your right hand. Father, who is anointed to be a finisher, give them the grace to be finishers. Those that don't have finishers, send finishers into their life. Those that have criticized finishers, forgive them. In Jesus' name, amen. Number three, your value increases when you can do things quickly. Speed. The race is for the swift. Amen. Huh? Speed. Some people are too slow. Even a cup of tea that they will make for you, you'll be surprised. Hey! It will go round, 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 round. Just tea. You are full. By the time the tea comes, you are okay. So people who are fast, they are beautiful, they are wonderful, they are great to have around you. Amen. Yes, so that's how your value is. If God says write a book, you write it quickly. You see the books that I've written? Yeah. I'm trying to write as fast as I can before my time is over. Blank, 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 finish. Enough of that, Heward Mills, away with you. Yes. Some of you may die with your books, your churches, your missionaries. They'll be gone. You'll be surprised. Your ministries, you may die in your heart. Always thinking about it. Because you are not fast. You got to be fast. Those of you who say you love the pastor, love him quickly. That's why I ask, when is his birthday? Show him love. Take offerings. All the churches, any branch of Grace Bible Church, take offering. Galatians 6:6. And receive the church you receive to honor. To honor. Do it and do it quickly. I have no interest in honoring dead people. When you are dead, we may honor you, but the honor is necessary when you are alive. Yes. God forbid, all these examples I gave, but if he is not alive, you may call me and say, "Yo, Bishop, you know, this is coming. If you can bring, can you bring flowers from Ghana? And we want flowers from Bloemfontein and flowers from here. We are going to honor all this rubbish." The person cannot see what is. Look, one day I was on a plane coming to Ghana, and I was in the one section of the plane. Then somebody came on board with his bags and a bouquet of flowers. The bouquet is as big as me. There was nowhere to put these flowers. So they had to bring the flowers to the section of the plane that I was in and strap it as a passenger. So I said, "What are these flowers?" He said, "Oh, master, his brother is dead. He's taking flowers from Holland to go and put on a village somewhere, to take on the village somewhere to put on his." And probably the person has not been to visit Ghana for the last 15 years. Yes. Do you think your mother would not have appreciated for you to have come earlier than with these big flowers which are being strapped into as a passenger? The flowers are now passengers that she can never see and will never see. Stop honoring the dead. We have so much fuss we make over the dead. I don't know if you do that in South Africa, but... Huh? More here? No, Ghana, we are specialists of that thing. If you want a good funeral, come to Ghana. We'll show you how to do funerals. We'll challenge you. South Africa, Ghana challenge. Funerals. Who can do a wilder funeral? We have funerals with invitation cards. Yes! Invitation cards and billboards. Big billboard, like, and they write the person's picture and they write on it, "Gone too soon." That's what they write, "Gone too soon," with invitation cards and video adverts. Yes, a billboard for when you die, 1 week, 7 days, there's a celebration. And the funeral will be later. Yes. With different types of coffin, like a car, Mercedes Benz. I mean, car, different types. Yes. And the best of all is that when you are dead and they are doing the funeral for you, you, the dead person, you'll be more than a beauty queen because you change your clothes throughout the funeral. Like in the afternoon, you wear a suit, then in the evening you change into something casual, then you change. So like you'll be changing like till the morning. Come on, you South Africa, we are wilder in Ghana. You don't know anything in South Africa. Yeah. Hey, you people, you don't know funeral. You don't know anything at all. You are behind. If you want to honor now and honor fast and honor quickly and honor it fast, and you've done it. Don't say you're waiting for a funeral, you're going to start all kinds of things. No. Everything, speed makes you very valuable. Yes. Even food. Some of you wives, sometimes there's a quarrel at home because of the speed with which the food is brought. What I'm saying is not practical. It's not practical. A small food that you are going to eat. One brother, he was in a relationship with a sister. And he told me he wanted to break up. I said, why? He said, look, I visited her at 12 o'clock. And she said she was cooking something, lunch. He said, I hadn't eaten. 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock. 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Before the lunch came. And he said, my ulcer, I was now getting ulcer pains. I sat there waiting for 6 hours. And the relationship broke up because there was no speed in making that small food. The race is to the swift. Sometimes the husband wants to have sex, and then you, before you realize, oh, I'm going to do this. Have you locked the door? Have you checked this? Do this. Go and do this. They will be selling, call the children. So many things. By the time you are finally accepted and agreed, everything is flat. Your value has gone down. You want to have sex? Go and brush your teeth. Brush your teeth first. Go and bath. Go and lock the door. Is the gate locked? What about the car? Are the children eating? Hey! Small enjoyment. It has become a negotiation. A project. God has given you a small hole. Look at how you are behaving. Oh. Tell somebody we need speed. After this conference, there's going to be speed in everything. Hey! Tell the nearest sister, the man knows all about you. Your value, number five, your value is greater if you are involved in building the foundation. Foundational members are wonderful members because they are, number five, yes. Your four? Oh, okay, sorry. Your value increases with your ability to solve diverse problems. Like some of us, you are just one thing. So I'm just here for finances. Pastor, I'm here for financial issues. We don't have any financial problem. We have a problem of arranging chairs. So I'm not here to arrange chairs. I'm here, I'm an accountant. I'm here for just for food. Meanwhile, we don't have any need of food or problem with food. We need to arrange chairs or we need to secure the place. And it's like you have zeroed in for one area. This is what I'm here for. I just preach. But you see, as a pastor, your value increases when, apart from being a preacher, you can do building, you can do music, you can do architecture, you can do supervision, you can do administration, you can do accounting, you can understand all these things. Your value as a minister goes much higher. And so I'm a shepherd. I'm into visitation, prayer, counseling, and interaction with people. I don't do accounting. You don't do accounting? You can go to prison if you don't do accounting. And your value goes up the more you are able to do more things. So many of us pastors, we need to increase our value and not say, oh, I don't know anything about this. Oh, I don't, I'm not into this. I'm not into that. I'm not. No, you must be into it. You can't sit in a church and have bad music, bad sound. So why is the sound? Why is the sound? I don't know. You must know. When you are preaching the microphone and you see that the sound is not good, you must know what is happening. There's somebody somewhere who has to be told what to do. So you must not just sit in one area. Your value is too little. You sit in church and the choir, you might as well get a group of cockroaches to be making noises than to have these people singing. Yes. And you don't seem to notice the difference between good music and bad music. But you are a pastor. You say, well, I'm just a shepherd. I'm into prayer, visitation, counseling, and interaction. Wow. If I could sing, I would sing as well as preach. I mean, I can sing, but not good enough. And if you are a singer, so I'm just a singer. Your value will not be very high if you just sing. Because there may not be so many opportunities for you to sing. I'm into prayer. I'm a prayer warrior. Prayer warrior? Prayer warrior. We have accounting problems and you are saying you are just a prayer warrior. We have serious accounting issues. You are just into prayer. We have tax issues. They want to arrest us. And you say you are just into prayer. So the more diverse you are and the more areas you can understand and have a say in, the more valuable you are as an individual pastor. And people cannot bamboozle you and lead you and mislead you and lead you astray. Like the lady who was trying to mislead us yesterday that they don't bath on the street. Yes. No, she's already been fired. Who said that? Who said fire? Stand up. Look, Oko. Oko. This guy. Fire the guy. He's judgmental. He's judgmental. Listen, you don't have to be shouting judgment on people all over the place before you realize the judgment has fallen on you. Hey! How many are now going to get your understanding into different various areas? So, I'm a singer. I mean, I'm into singing. What do you mean? Of course, it's a singer. He was still my first singer, one of my first singers ever. He can sing. Come and sing that song. God will take care of you. He's a bishop. At the Kodesh. Come on, sing it.
God will take care of you.
Come on. I love it.
Under the wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Go up one tone and up. Be not dismayed.
Through every day,
all of God will. God will. God will. He will. He will. He'll take care of you.
Wow. You see, I told you, you can't say I'm just into singing. No. Your value will be much lower. But when you can preach and you can do other things, then your value just goes up. The first time I saw him and I asked him, can you sing? He said, I've never sung before, but I can try. And he came on stage and he sang and he became a singer. That's all. Yeah. And he plays a piano. Wonderful. He teaches children. He taught all my children how to play the piano, how to sing, how to play. All of them sing, they play. Yeah. All my children, when they see him, they all stand up. He's their children's pastor. Yeah. One time we were having a little get together somewhere. And all my children, all the bishops, our children were all there. People were coming through the gates. Everybody would come and then go and sit down. Everybody would come, go and sit down. Then he came. He was late. So he came in. When he came in, all the children stood up and went to him and surrounded him. That's their pastor. That's their pastor. They all went to him. And you have isolated yourself as a singer. You say, I'm a singer for Grace Bible Church. That's what I'm here to do. What an unfortunate devaluation of yourself. Yes. There are many things that I do that increase my value. I don't only just preach. I do so many things apart from preaching. Yes. Many things. You will never know what I do. Many things. Yes. It's true. Yes. There's no area, accounting, legal, architecture, engineering, building, anything. I'm always in doing many things. Music, singing, songs, everything. Yes.
So I'm a drama. I'm just a drama.
You are a drama. You are a drama. Do you know that I was so good at playing drums that I was approached in London whether I'm a professional? They came to see me. Are you a professional drummer? After church on a Sunday, I was a drummer. I was a church drummer. Yes. I can show you, but it's, I mean, it's not there. So when I see people bluffing and saying, "No, I'm a drummer," then help with accounting. We need help with preaching. We need help with everything. And you, as a person, your value goes up. And when you are a pastor, you say, "Well, I'm just a shepherd, so I don't know about engineering." Now, many times I've been on the site and I've corrected what the engineers were doing. I said, "You call yourself an engineer. Look at what you are doing." Yes, there are many times I've corrected architects, engineers, all kinds of. You learn with time not to just accept one little area. Your value is too small. You must know about building when you are a pastor. You better know. Don't say, we don't understand. I cannot understand. One time we had an engineer who was doing some trusses, and he came and he said, "Oh, you leave it to me." I said, "I will not leave it to you. I will not leave it to you. Explain it. I speak English. And explain it in simple terms. We can all understand. Don't start using technical jargon. Oh, you see, you, Bishop Musa, you cannot understand." Nonsense. Speak. And you see, people who use a lot of technical language, they are the people who don't understand the subject that they are doing. If you understand it, you will explain it. We will all understand. start with your technical what have you. Just say, explain it in English. We will all understand. Your value is going up. Your value is going up. Your value is going up. Your value is going higher. Through the roof in Jesus' name. Wow. Sit down for 2 seconds. Please, you are delaying me. Number five. Your value is increased when you are involved in when you are a foundational member. One of my foundational members is not well as I speak in the hospital, but he's a founding member. So his value to me is greater than an ordinary member who is not part of the foundation of this church. Yes, his value to me is greater than an ordinary person, and his life and everything about him is more important to me, because at the beginning of the church he was there and has been there ever since, faithful, supporting and doing whatever. So whatever, when you are a founding member, your value is far higher. Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie and my wife, they are at the beginning with me. They have been there. One time I had a pastor who came along and said, one of the problems of Lighthouse is that you cannot rise above those who were there before you. He said, that is a problem that he has. He cannot rise above Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie who are there. It's like, I mean, because we are also powerful and we are also helpful. Are you trying to rise? You've come to rise. Allow me to value those who have been with me and have never turned their head slightly to the left or the right in any way. Allow me. Please allow me to remember such people and their children and their families. Yeah. Don't be against it. Yeah. Know that somebody who helps you at the front. Look, I started churches. 5 people are sitting there and I'm preaching to them, holding my Bible. Can I borrow your Bible? I'm preaching, holding a Bible to 5 people. Can I have 5 young people here? Come with your chairs. If you are young, come. Pick your chair and come. 5. Thank you. Let me go. I mean, lose your Bible. Come. 5 people, come. Sit here. 3, 2 in front, 3 at the back. I need a Bible now. Okay, let me borrow your Bible. It looks like your Bible is ordained to be used. And here I am. Hallelujah. Wow. Today, you are blessed that you came to this church. There are many churches in town, but God has ordained you to be here. Today, my message is very simple. 7 reasons why you must be a part of this church. Hallelujah! Now, it's time for offering. Give me offering. Today is your chance to sow a seed. Never think that you are giving to me. Yes, I don't need your money. Now, offering time is very important. Tithes and offerings. I know that you don't know much about tithes, but offerings. Take out your offering. You don't have money. You are a student. Don't worry. One day you'll be a professor. Amen. Receive it. Amen. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will happen. Have you taken out your offerings? Amen. Oh, where are your offerings? Lift it up. Only three of you have money. Okay. Father, I thank you for today. What a wonderful message we have heard. Oh God, as we sow this seed, it is not in vain. Father, I see cars. Lord, today nobody brought a car to church. But one day, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. There's nothing like ashes received. It is you yourself who received the offering. Never think I'm going to use the offering myself. Okay. Okay. Now, it's time for announcements. As you know, we are now starting a church. Any church that is starting needs a foundation. Say amen.
Amen.
We are going to embark on prayer.
Amen.
Prayer. Will you come for the prayer meeting?
Amen.
Yes. Even if you don't come, I will be here. Father, stand up. Rise. It's time to go. Don't forget, next week, same time, we shall be here. When you are coming, come with somebody.
Amen.
Don't come alone.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Yes, let us pray. Father, today has been wonderful. All these people who came to church, what a blessing. Bless their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You can go home. No, leave the chair. Leave your chairs. Go. 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 Bye-bye. Oh, shake hands. Your name is what?
Leeboy.
Huh?
Leeboy.
Leeboy. And you are?
Johannes.
Johannes. Wow. Is this your beloved? Wow. And you are? Where do you stay?
In Port Elizabeth.
Port Elizabeth. Wow. And you are?
Nondobeko.
From where?
From Jemiston.
Jemiston. Wow. Come and let's take a... This is a founding... Yeah, you see, this is the first service. Let's take a picture. Where is the... You see, look, the reason why we are taking a picture, one day people will be jealous of you. Oh, are we are five, yeah. Wow. Now go home, go home. Greet your parents when you go home. Next week Sunday, it is 1 week later. Hey, it's time for church. Only four should come. Four. The next Sunday. Yes. Hallelujah!
Amen.
It is good to see you again. The church is growing. The church is growing. The church is growing. I said the church is growing. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will come to pass. Now, Today, I'm continuing my message on seven reasons why we should have a church here. Reason number three, your future wife will be in the church. Receive it. Your future employer will be in the church.
Amen.
Receive it.
Amen.
Sit down. You people are disturbing my preaching. Now, this church is going to grow.
Amen.
God is going to use you.
Amen.
Do you know there are many churches in town? But God has chosen you. You see, the reason why some people are not here today is that every tree that my father has not planted shall be uprooted. Yes. Do you get what I'm saying? Every tree that my father has not planted will be uprooted. In Jesus' name. You are a tree planted by the Lord.
Amen.
That's why you are here this week.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, thanks for blessing this church today in Jesus' name. Amen. It's time for offering. Take out your offering. Now, I'm going to teach some of you to be ashes. Sister, come. What is your name?
Nondobeko.
Can you sing?
No.
No, you can sing. Receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Next week, you are going to lead praise and worship. Say amen.
Amen.
Okay. You, I'm appointing you as an usher.
Amen.
Do you receive it?
Amen.
And you, you will be my personal assistant. In Jesus' name. Okay, take out your offering. Nondo Beku, sit down. Practice next week when you are coming. I'm going to sit. Let us pray. Father, bless us as we give the offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, receive offering. You don't have money. Don't worry. You will have a lot of money. Father, thank you for prosperity for our brother in Jesus' name. Amen. You don't have anything. Don't worry. You don't also have money. But the way you wave your hand like that, it's not nice. Okay. Let us pray. Father, thank you for blessing us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, bye-bye. Go. I forgot your name.
It's Netemba.
Netemba. And you are what?
Lee Boy.
Okay.
Johannes.
Nondobeki. Bye. You are the blessed sheep of the house of the Lord. Next week. Only three members come. Leave Johannes, go. The way you waved your hand the last time wasn't good. Come. Only three members. Hallelujah! What a blessing. Yes. Church is growing. I'm glad to see you here today. Yes. I'm glad to see you here today. Let us pray. Father, thank you that the church is growing. Thank you that the church is growing. What a blessing in Jesus' name. It's time for praise and worship. Shall we welcome our sister Nondo Beko to come and lead us in a song? Come. Try. Have faith. God is going to use you. When you are leading praise and worship, you must face the congregation.
Siagu tu misa,
Hallelujah. You see, I told you. Come and get your hug. Come and get your hug.
Wow.
God bless you. You may take your seats. Did you enjoy that time of praise and worship? It's time for offering. Ashes. Where are the ashes? You saw how I did it last week. You go around and everything. Yeah, so, Father, take out your offering. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for this offering, Lord. Amen. Receive the offering. Ah, the usher himself is giving offering. Wow. Mega church. Let us pray. Father, thanks for this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Never think I'm going to use the money personally. Okay. Hey! So now, you know, God has shown me that you people are pillars. Yes. Don't worry, some people have not been coming. Come, let me take a picture with you. Yes. Yes. This is my personal assistant, my usher, chief usher, and my worship leader. Come, three of you. Wow. God bless you. Go home. You will receive a beloved soon.
Amen.
I see two cars in your house. Two cars.
Amen.
You, I saw a white dress. You are getting married in Jesus' name. Receive it. Go home. Go home. Go home. Now, 12 weeks later, come back. Church, three. Come. And I need 40 people from here. 40. Just come. Join. Sit on the floor all over. Without chairs. Sit down. Sit down. I told you the church will grow. I told you the church will grow. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will come to pass. This is a blessed church. This is a blessed church. It's time for praise and worship. I want to invite a sister. Since I started the ministry, I said it was 12 weeks, but it's actually 12 months. Since I started the ministry, she has never missed even one service. She has been a faithful sister. Shall we welcome... what is your name?
Lily Boy.
Uh-huh. You are even now, you can even do the announcement. So invite her to come in.
Amen! Amen! Is that amen for the Lord? Shout amen! Hallelujah! Yes. It's a service, oh? Yes. So I want us to welcome a sister. She's the rock of ages. She's been here since the church has begun, she's been here. Faithful member. Now I want us to clap our hands and welcome Sister Nondobeko. Amen! Hallelujah! Amen. Oh, clap your hands as she comes. Encourage her.
Siagu tu misa,
Makosi, ya Makosi. Oh Lord, we praise you, Lord. Oh Lord, we praise you, Lord. Oh Lord, we praise you, Lord. You are the King of Kings.
Do you love it? No, Beku, come. Do you love it when she leads the worship? Is it not wonderful when she leads the worship? Are you jealous of her? Don't be a bit. You're a bit jealous of her. Don't be jealous. She was here. She's a foundational member. Foundational member. She was here. There were only three. Look, there was a service. Only three people came. She was there. She was there. And she gave offerings. I saw, you see, that day, everybody gave coins, but she put your hand and take there some green notes inside. No, green. Which one is bigger, green or red?
Red is bigger.
Red is bigger. Uh-huh. I saw her giving. It touched my heart so much. Because I knew that she didn't have money. Even she didn't have a mobile phone. But I saw her take that money. And everybody gave up. In those days, when we passed the offering around, you hear, cling, 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 cling. But when she was given, I saw the green. And I knew. God bless you, my dear. Now, after church, see me with your beloved, okay? Are we taking the offering today? No. My brother, this is my faithful usher. When the church had nobody, he was with me. Take out your offerings. Prayer. Take out your offerings. Everybody, lift it up. Father, no one here will be poor. In Jesus' name, whatever we sow, we shall reap. In Jesus' name, ashes. Received the offering. Asha. You see why I like him. Some of you think I have favorites, but I know why. At the beginning, I wanted to cry. I couldn't show it on my face. There were three people. Received the offering. You, some of you think we are here because of money. The church is working, I tell you. I said, the church is working. Some of you are afraid of branches. This is how to start a branch. Yes. Foundational branches. Foundational. You don't break somebody's church. You start. Are you guys glad to be part of this church? Yes. Now church is growing. I need two seats for counseling after church. I have some members. But I'm going to spend a lot of time with Nonobeko and her beloved today. Yeah, just put it here in my office. After church, we have a meeting. Wow. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Never think that I am doing this church because of money. Okay. God bless you. You can go to your houses. There's a great blessing. Next week, we have a powerful convention. Yeah. We've never had a convention before, but we are going to have one, and your lives will never be the same. Amen. After church, Nonobeku, see me, and with your beloved, just get him and then come, and then also see me. Where's my personal assistant? Yeah, so you'll be around to arrange the meetings, isn't it? Just organize everything. Wow. Lift your hand and receive a blessing. Yes. Lord, these are shining stars. No one here will be unimportant. Amen. Whatever is holding them back, I declare it cursed. Every gate that is closed, I open it. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. You are a rising star. Amen. Go home and be blessed in Jesus' name. Bye bye. When you are coming next week, invite people. Nonobeko, where's your beloved? Oh, wow. Okay, come sit here. Thank you. What is your name?
I'm Spa.
Huh?
Spamandla.
Spamandla. And you want to marry my daughter?
Yes, please.
You know she's my daughter.
She told me.
She told you. Are you a serious person? Huh?
I'm very serious.
I cannot allow her to marry a fool. Wow. That is powerful. No, Beko, are you in love?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Your wedding will come on soon. Next week, we'll finish all the counseling. Have you got a model marriage? Take it from here. Take it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm giving it to you free. Your wedding, sit down. Your wedding is going to be the most fantastic wedding in this church because it's the first. Yes, it's the first. And I will adopt you as my son too. Are you happy about that?
I'm very happy.
Very good. So nobody should be jealous in the congregation, the attention that I have, because you know this girl, she was with me when there was no member. She was with me. I hope. Huh? You were nowhere. When I started the church, you were nowhere. Were you around?
I was not around.
Never say that I'm interested in your wife. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't want to hear that nonsense from you. She's a founding member. And she will always be special. Yes. Okay. Bye-bye. Go home. Father, it's a happy marriage. When we stand outside their window, when they are married, we will hear the sound of laughter. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go home. Take your book. Huh? Yes.
You said I should come and see you after church.
Yes, come. Sit down. Yeah. What business are you doing now?
Currently, I'm not into business. I'm still in school, at school.
What school is that?
Into engineering school.
Engineering. It was a word of knowledge. Listen. Listen. Let me tell you. Where's my assistant? The document I gave you last. Where is it? Get it? Yeah. You know something? This is a surprise. Yeah, you don't take it. Yet. I have a pastor friend in Toronto and another pastor friend in Cairo. They told me that any of my members that I want to them to come for an international visit, this is the ticket. Yeah. So I chose you. Actually, you and what is your name?
Leboy.
I chose you and Leboy. But you go first. Because you've been counting the offering, isn't it? You have never, have you stolen it before? You are very faithful, isn't it? So now God is blessing you. And then in addition, bring the envelope I gave you yesterday. This is $1,000 to spend. Yeah. You see, people never thought that I would prosper. When I started the church, we were three. They thought I would be a plumber. But today God has said, I can give you $1,000 ticket. And this is your ticket to Vancouver, Toronto, Japan, and Cairo. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Your value increases when you are a foundational member. When you are part of the difficult starting, when there is no approval of your life, you will always be great, and you must never be jealous of these people. So whenever you have an opportunity to be part of the beginning of a church, don't run away. If you have an opportunity to start a church, your pastor is sending you, let's start a church, let's do something. Don't say, oh, I will be, I don't want, no, this is your chance. to be part of something wonderful and something great. Don't be embarrassed. It's a great thing to be part of a foundation. Yes. What a blessing. Look at this guy. He's going to Japan. Toronto. Vancouver. Cairo. And back to Johannesburg. Give the Lord a clap offering for all these foundational members. Take the chairs away. And when Onobeku's wedding comes on, I'll invite all of you, okay? Yes. Wow. You see what a nice beloved God gave to Onobeku for being? Model marriage. You are blessed with it. Wow. Huh? Are you happy to have the model marriage?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to use it?
Yes, I will.
Do you have a beloved in real life?
No, I don't.
Receive it! The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that is going to happen. All right. You people are delaying the program. Sit down quickly. We are going for tea break. Number 6, your value increases with your ability to keep secrets. Your value increases with your ability to keep secrets. Some people cannot keep secrets. Hey, if you tell them something, it will be announced. You tell them something to be announced. And there are many things that must be kept secret, even in the church. Amen. Amen. It's not public. There are many things that are uncomely, that are not supposed to be public. And when you make it public, it is spoiled. Do you understand? Oh, I don't believe in secret. I believe in all the secret. You've not read your Bible. The Bible says, a word fitly spoken is like pictures of apples of gold in pictures of silver. And it says, a wise man keeps it in till afterward, but a fool speaks all his mind. So, it's not everything that we say. Jesus said, I have many things to tell, but you can't receive it, so I'm not going to say them. You can't handle it, so I'm not going to say it. Even between Jesus and the Father, there are secrets. Jesus said, nobody knows the hour that I'm coming, except the Father. I'm sitting by the right, and he has not told me the hour. Can you imagine? Jesus is sitting by the right hand of the Father. And the Father is not refusing. It's refusing. It's not mentioning the date. Huh? It's not everything that is said. Jesus said, I have many things. You cannot bear. You cannot handle it. So there are things that maybe the congregation, if the pastor and his wife have problems, or we are counseling between pastors, it is not the concern of the congregation. That's why I said that when you take what I'm preaching out of context, when I'm preaching about pastors and pastors' marriages, is different from ordinary church members. It's completely different. I speak differently. Have you ever heard me speaking to normal Christians about marriage? You hear a different message from me. You hear something different. You'll be surprised at what you'll be hearing me say. If I'm preaching to pastors and their marriages, different. So when you take it out of context and go and broadcast it, it sounds different. So, there are people that you need who don't talk. When you see them, they don't talk. Yes. If there is a problem, they will never say it. They will die with their secrets. Yes. And then people will come and say, there's something that is bothering me. There's something that is bothering me. I can't keep it anymore. Have you heard such people before? I can't keep it anymore. I feel I have to say it. so that I will be healed. Pastor, I can't keep it out. I want to see you about something.
As I look at you.
When you were in favor, you never spoke like that. Now that you've lost your position, or maybe there is a change, then you come as a blabbermouth. You want to say things to come and discredit somebody, to get money or to get some kind of favor or to destroy somebody. We don't entertain such people. So clear away with your secrets. Why didn't you say it earlier?
I can't keep it anymore. I feel like I don't want to say it.
If you have such people around you, you watch and see. The day the person is not important in your life, or the person's rank is lower, the person will come and say,
there's something I have to say. Before I go.
To destroy. Yeah. And you realize the person is not trying to get any healing. The person is trying to strike. Are you still around or you're going? And there are some people, the slightest discussion they have, they will be revealing secrets. They just don't know how to be quiet. So there are some people who are unfriendly and quiet. This is their skill is unfriendliness. And their quietness and their lack of a lot of friends is their skill. Number 7, and we are ending. Your value increases when you are good company. Wow. Good company. Everybody say good company. Mark 3:14. He ordained 12 that they should be with him. Wow. Some people are not good company. They are silent, hungry looking. When I say hungry, like it's like they want something. You don't know what they want. What do you want? Julius Caesar commented on the very guy who organized his killing. And he said, young Cassius, that man, has a lean and angry look. He thinks too much, and such men are dangerous. Cassius was one of the people who organized the killing of Caesar. And Caesar said, this man has a lean and angry look. He thinks too much. Such men are dangerous. It's not good company. Check whether your neighbor has a lean and hungry look. Does he look lean and hungry? Hey! Some others have an empty look. They are empty. They have nothing to say. Look, leaders are men of substance. They also want to talk about substantial things. You come, everything is just jokes about this, jokes about that, jokes about that, jokes about that. There are times I've been in a company, they are just joking, and I realize that I don't enjoy that company. Everything is just joking. Oh, this person's nose is very long. This person's toe is very short. This person is like laughing. I mean, you wonder what is this going on? And a very serious leader may not be happy with your empty company. Receive the ability to be valuable. People want people who can contribute. Sometimes I tell the people that are around me, I say, advise me. I need advice. I need advice. Tell me what I should do. Advise me. Hey. Are you there? Wow. And number 8, finally, your ability to relate with outsiders. Amen. Makes you valuable. Some people, when you relate, you offend. Wow. All right. Stand to your feet, everybody. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this great blessing. Lord, we can go on and on and on and on, but you are blessing us and guiding us. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Sit down. Take out the offering for this morning. How many know that this conference costs us a lot of money to organize? Do you think so? Even though we are not selling materials and so on, really, we are just giving virtually. You must support and say, I see the need and I want to support and I want to give. Don't let us beg you. Be generous. Open your heart. God is going to honor you and bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up your offering and let me pray with you. We are going to take a tea break. Yeah. Lift up your offering. Father, thank you for the blessing as we give today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, ushers, receive the offering.